Before I speak to you about death and eternity, I tested a joke on the server, so we'll try and lighten things up with a little humor. The Sadducees, they deny that there is a resurrection from the dead, which is why they're sad, you see. It would be a very sad thing to not believe in the resurrection from the dead, that our fate was to simply die, have the worms eat us, and that would be all there is. But God has something better planned for us. This past week, over across the street at the Athenaeum at the seminary, our Board of Trustees approved a long-range plan for the next 5 years and beyond. We have to think about the future and what awaits the seminary and the whole Archdiocese of Cincinnati. Very similar to what they did at McNicholas High School just last year, having a long-range plan. What is our long-range plan with respect to our salvation? That is what we need to think about this Sunday. Centuries ago, pagan philosophers observed that many evil people on this earth live in prosperity and comfort, while at the same time, many good people suffer misery and want. They concluded that since God is just, there must be another life where the wicked are punished and the just are rewarded. The Christian scriptures confirm this in the letter to the Hebrews, which speak of another life, where it's written, "Here we have no lasting city, but are looking for the city that is to come." Certainly, the brothers from the book of Maccabees thought about life beyond the grave and receiving a just reward. All seven brothers, rather than violate the law of God, chose death, and their mother had to watch them all be killed. And when the youngest one was there, the last one left, the mother told her in her own language, "Stay firm in the faith. I will see you on the other side." They thought of the reward that lies ahead, the eternal city and happiness with God forever. The earth on which we live is certainly not our true and final home. It's sort of like a hotel on a long journey. St. Augustine says that we are strangers, travelers, and spectators in this world, and that it would be the height of foolishness for those who know they are merely pilgrims to spend all their money to purchase a large estate in a region that they are just passing through, or where they are destined to spend only a few days. What is our final destiny? One theologian says, man goes to his home, and he says, man goes to show that we shall go to the home that we ourselves choose. We shall not be pushed into it or forced into it by God. We will go of our own will. Certainly, God wills the salvation of all and wishes that none should perish, but he does not force himself or the faith upon us. We must choose life or death, to stand with him or not, to be faithful and live with him or not. God gives us that choice, and we must choose to live or to die. We must choose where we wish to live, here below, or for eternity in heaven with God. While we live here below, we must remember always that we are on our way to an eternal home, to that place prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Now, when we think about a home and someone decides he wants to build a home for himself and for his family, he goes to great lengths to find the perfect location. Location, location, location. Then he finds the best architects and consults with them. Then finally he consults about how to decorate his home and make it beautiful and comfortable. If we take so much care in making sure our earthly home is well prepared, why are we so unconcerned about the place where we will live forever? So many people live just for this world and for the things that are passing away in an instant, rather than planning for the long term, that is, for eternity, by storing up treasure in heaven, by saying their prayers and being faithful to God, by doing good deeds for others and treating others with dignity and respect. Why are we so concerned about the here and now, the immediate, and not about our eternity? where we will dwell forever. Think about it. How happy you will be if you get to heaven when you die. All the palaces of the world, the biggest houses, are but stables compared to the dwelling place prepared for us in paradise, where dwell the angels, the saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, and yes, Jesus himself. That is where we hope to dwell forever. How unhappy will you be if you choose poorly and lose paradise? If you say, my faith is not so important to me, I want to live here in this world for instant pleasure. You will not enjoy the company of Christ or the saints, but will be enclosed, just as the rich man was, in a sea of torments and fire, in despair and loneliness, abandoned and alone forever. St. Thomas More was once asked to deny his faith by King Henry VIII. He had been the Chancellor of the Exchequer of the whole realm, and he refused. He was more loyal to his faith in Christ and the Church than his king. He was the king's good servant, but God's first. His wife was sent to him in the Tower of London to get him to give in, and she pleaded with him to save his life. But he said to her, tell me, how many more years do you think I would still have to live? And she said, well, at least 20. To which he replied, my dear, for 20 more years of life on this earth, do you want me to forfeit my chances for an eternity of happiness? We need this kind of vision, this kind of faith. If eternity were something doubtful, we should still try to live a holy life, lest it turn out to be true and we will have lost everything. But there is nothing to doubt about eternity. It is real, heaven or hell, and God has made promises to those who keep his law and who love him and who eat his flesh and drink his blood. Heaven is real, and Jesus suffered in the flesh for us upon the cross, and he did rise from the dead in the flesh so that we too might rise with him. And if we live with him and stand with him and die with him in the flesh, we shall rise with him in the flesh and reign with him forever. At the end of the creed, we say, I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. But do we really? Do we really believe that? Because if we really believe that, no effort to strengthen our faith or to avail ourselves of the sacraments could ever be too great. Every effort is necessary, every cooperation with the grace of God. What is your long-range plan for your salvation? Do you have one for yourself? Do you have one for your family? Does it involve prayer, church, the sacraments, confession, repentance, service of the poor and the needy? What is your long-range plan? What do you plan to do when push comes to shove and you must choose between your faith or the world, between God or the evil one? What is your plan? Because eternal happiness depends on the choice you make, on your plan. This much I know. God has a plan for us. God plans to save us. But will you choose to follow that plan?